AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama is chairing a UN gathering of world leaders to discuss countering terrorism. The day after he and the leaders of Russia, China, and Iran addressed the General Assembly on its 70th anniversary. In Monday's address, Mr. Obama said the world had to get involved in Syria.
When a dictator slaughters tens of thousands of his own people, that is not just a matter of one nation's internal affairs. It breeds human suffering on an order of magnitude that affects us all.
Russia's president also laid out his competing vision on Syria's conflict. Obama and Putin held a 90-minute meeting to talk about Syria, Ukraine, and other issues. Calling it the only viable way to avoid a government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has successfully led the passage of an interim budget.
The yeas are 77, the nays are 19, three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having been voted in the affirmative, the motion is agreed to.
The measure doesn't strip funds for Planned Parenthood in exchange for keeping the government open. McConnell is taking heat from the Tea Party caucus. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has unveiled a tax plan that would cut rates across the board.
If you're single and earn less than $25,000 or married and jointly earn less than $50,000, you'll not pay any income tax, nothing.
He insists simplifying the tax code will grow the American economy at a level that it hasn't seen for decades. Rival Ben Carson said NASCAR fans should continue flying the Confederate flag so long as it's on private property. He's gotten the informal endorsement of racing legend Richard Perry. MTV extreme sports star Eric Rohner has died after hitting a tree during a skydiving performance at a Squaw Valley, California golf course. Rohner and his parachute got tangled up high above the ground, and authorities couldn't remove him from the tree. This is AP Radio News. Alaska's governor says Royal Dutch Shell's decision to end oil exploration in offshore Alaska for the foreseeable future means the state must find another source to fill the 800-mile Trans-Alaska pipeline and solve its economic woes.
Well, I disagree that there's no hope. I think that the hope is for a sustainable future for the Arctic and for a sustainable future for the state, and that's not in offshore oil and gas.
That's staff attorney Eric Graffey with the environmental group Earth Justice. South African comic Trevor Noah has made his debut as host of The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Noah took over after Jon Stewart decided 16 years of lampooning politics and the media was enough.
And now it feels like the family has a new stepdad. And he's black.
Noah said Comedy Central had offered the hosting job to a woman and to Americans, but was turned down. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.